Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to track and field star and also soccer star at Iona Prep, Marcus Naheem. So, hi, Marcus. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, hey, you're more than welcome, man, and you have earned this award from what I can see in the nomination letter. And then also we've got one of your coaches with us, Coach Zanot. How are you?
Great, thank you. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here as well. So more congrats are in order, Marcus, for you and your teammates, because you finished the 2023 indoor season on quite a high. But before I get to what was that, I'm going to go back to the nomination letter, to the fact that it references the Journal News reporting from the state championships before the Nikes. And it said you had a rough time in the 55, you still medaled, but that you rebounded in a huge way on the relay anchor in the 4x200. And according to the article, you had said that you were hoping that you and your teammates will make the podium and gain All-American status. Well, that was quite prophetic, because that's exactly what you did when you got to those Nike finals, where you placed fourth, all of your teammates and yourself, all four of you gained All-American status. So what was that like when you got there and you were actually able to achieve what you said you were hoping to achieve?
It was a great feeling, for sure. You know, being on the national stage and be able to compete with the best of the best, you know, is what any athlete wants. And the fact that we're able to do that was an amazing feeling. We wanted more, we wanted to win, but you know, the fact that we got there and, you know, still handled business was definitely, you know, a great satisfaction.
Oh, that is fantastic. And how long have the four of you been running together in this particular race?
We've been running it since last year, since Coach and I hopped onto the program. You know, he's really excelled our program. So together we've been training as a team, have a really good competitive environment at practice, and it's really boosted us to being where we are now. So we've been running together for a while.
Okay. And and you're also the only Westchester County boys to become All-Americans, so that's kind of cool. You're top of the heap there when it comes to that. And I see now that you complete the indoor season ranked number 2 in the state in the 55. The 4x200 ranks number 1 in New York State and number 16 nationally. That's something else, to be in the top 20 in the nation. How does that feel?
It feels great, you know, looking at the rankings, seeing our team up there, knowing that, you know, all the work is not for nothing. It's paying off, you know, knowing what we're able to do. And just, it's just a whole lot of fun knowing that not only doing something that you like doing, but also being, you know, one of the best at it too. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, to get that kind of recognition for all the hard work that you've put in is absolutely fantastic. And I see also that you've been selected to receive the trophy for excellence at Iona Prep. And you also been voted the spring season, team captain. So this would be what, your second year as captain of the runners here?
Yeah, it would.
And also captain of the soccer team as well?
Yeah, it would be my first year.
Okay, so you're pretty well versed in this whole captainship thing. So my question of you is, though, and I ask everybody, as a captain, do you feel any pressure?
For me, I mean, obviously there's going to be some pressure, but for me, the biggest thing is being confident in my abilities, and not only in my abilities, but also the team, you know, being a leader, and not just, you know, vocally, but also just in how you act is a big thing when it comes to being a leader. So I think that's how I really carry myself, is knowing that I have to do what I have to do, and other people will see that and will follow in the same way.
Okay. And then, excuse me, have you seen any improvements in some of the younger runners, you know, that you yourself are particularly proud of, you know, that maybe you had a hand in?
Oh, 100%. You know, all my teammates, you know, we joke around, and, you know, it's really competitive at practice. And I think that's the biggest thing that excels the program. Now, everyone wanted to be better than everybody else, but obviously it's a friendly environment. It's just really good, friendly competition just within the practice environment. And when that translates into the competitive environment, when it comes to meets, it's just a whole different level, because we know it's game time and we know what we got to do.
And that is a great way to approach it, you know, to basically compete against each other as a team. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm a baseball fan, and you'll always hear baseball players say that, you know, my job now is to pitch better than Bill did yesterday. You know, that's what we're going to do. And, you know, you do that within the practice realm, and then you take that out into competition, and that's got to be a huge step up for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, also, when it comes to soccer, how long have you been playing soccer?
Probably since 3-4 years old, I've been kicking a ball. It's been my passion for the longest time. It's actually, you know, it's something that I've always wanted to do, you know, going further past high school, track kind of just came along and sparked something too. I've always done track just to help with soccer, with endurance.
Okay.
But now, you know, it's set into something different, but soccer has always been my passion. I love the sport. I watch it. I play whenever I can. So, I mean, the fact that I can go play at a collegiate level at both sports just makes me really happy knowing that I don't have to drop two of my
Yeah, and that's really impressive. And I have to tell you, you are the first winner of this award that I've come across now that basically has been granted two different sports when going into school, because you're going to be going to Binghamton University and you're going to be on the track and field team, but you're also granted a spot on the soccer team as well. Now, Coach Sanat, tell me a little bit about Marcus here, but also tell me about how unique it is to have somebody go off to college to play two sports.
So, I mean, Marcus is unique. So it's not surprising that Marcus is one of the very few people who are going to be able to move on and play two sports. When I say unique, Marcus's attention to detail is that of an adult. And that attention to detail is why he's able to handle himself at a high level in two different sports. In fact, you know, during the seasons, he's handling both sports at the same time, which is not easy to do.
No.
And there's not many people that can do that. And Marcus is one of the select few who's able to understand where to direct his energies, at what time he should direct his energies, and making sure that he's ready at all times to perform well, you know, with whatever he's doing. So, you know, very unique, but not surprising when I've gotten to coach him for the last 2 years and see him on a day-to-day basis.
Yes. Well, obviously that, you know, being able to focus on the right one at the right time is paying off. Now, I'm Frankenberry and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with track and field star and also soccer star at Iona Prep, Marcus Naheem. Now, Marcus, with this award also comes the academic side, and you've got a pretty full course load of honors and AP classes. You're holding an A average. You're a member of the National Honor Society. And I also see that you are part of the Mercy STEM program. Now, I'm assuming that's Mercy College, but what is involved there?
So I've been involved with the Mercy STEM program since seventh grade, back when I was at the Austin School District. So essentially what it is, it's like kind of like an extra class. Basically, so there's a couple of Saturdays where you attend to Mercy College, but recently since COVID, it's been online, but they're rebooting the in-person step. So you go there, you do a hands-on activity. Like for me, I did coding because that's what I want to do when I go off to college.
Okay.
And I do like a class that you take at school and they'll just help you, you know, with anything you need and just also try to get you ahead of the classes that you're taking here at school. So it's just basically an extra help, like a big extra help thing. And then also like towards the end as a senior, you're able to get grants from the school that you can use towards your school tuition when you go off. So, and then also is a summer program, which I did before it went to online. It was in person. It would be the same thing every day for like about a month and a half. Then there would be trips, you know, obviously to excite your summer. But I've been really enjoying the program. Thank, you know, my parents keeping me in it because it's only for Peekskill, Sleepy Hollow, and Austin school districts. So the fact that even though I transferred out, I was still able to go, I'm very happy about that.
Oh, that, well, that's got to be a bit of a feather in your cap there that they, you know, they kept you around even though you weren't in the right district. So that's great. So that is what you're planning on studying when you get to Binghamton.
Yeah, I'm planning on going for computer science.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, though, of classes that you've taken maybe over the last couple of years, has anything, you know, maybe an elective or something, has anything kind of surprised you, you know, that you, and you said to yourself, wow, I like this way more than I thought I would have, or the next step in, you know, next step up in another class was better than you thought it would be?
Yeah. So since I was young, I've always been a math guy. You know, I've always, you know, excelled in math, always liked math. And then as I came into the prep, being more involved in English and reading, you know, I've always struggled with that. But here at the prep, you know, they've really helped me with that. And I've grown to really like it more. I've been able to express my thoughts a lot more. Pieces of paper are either typing. It's, I feel like, you know, that's just really surprised me because I've never thought I'd see myself as like, you know, someone that can really express their thoughts really well through typing or writing. But I think it's really come out of me through, you know, here at the English classes at the prep.
And that's great. That's great. I mean, you know, the ability to kind of get your thoughts down on paper or, you know, on screen, keyboarding them away, you know, journaling or something like that is a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to turn to, especially, you know, if you're tired or frustrated and you feel like your brain's a little bit of a jumble, just being able to get stuff out there is great.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I've always, even let's say computer science doesn't work out, I've had the thought of doing journalism, you know, just something that just might come across in future times.
And I also see you're an active participant in the Iona Prep Peer Ministry Program. What do you all do there?
So the Peer Ministry Program is basically a resource for the freshmen to help them get accustomed to the school. So usually one day a cycle, we have, it's called the Peer Ministry Cycle. We meet up with about 10 to 12 freshmen, right? And we talk about certain topics that the school wants us to talk about and just help them get accustomed to the school. You know, beginning of the school year, it's a little rough for the freshmen to open up, but towards the later times of the school year, you know, they tend to open up and it's just turned into a brotherhood instead of like the two peer ministers in the room being like administrative figures. They're really just other friends to the other freshmen, just allowing them to be comfortable at the school and, you know, just be adjusted and make sure they're not struggling throughout their high school career.
Oh, and that's very, very important. And I'm sure you remember feeling the same, you know, being a little scared on your first days in as a freshman and kind of like the question I asked you about younger players and possibly seeing some improvement. Have you seen anything from some of these freshmen where you're saying to yourself, man, this is working. Look at how these couple of guys have grown.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of the kids in my group actually, you know, they're pretty quiet. And now that I see them around the school, they're socializing. They seem a whole lot more uplifted. They're involving themselves more within school clubs and, you know, sports. So it's really good seeing the freshmen like really feel like they belong here. So that's probably the best thing that I get out of doing the peer ministry program.
Yeah, that's got to be really rewarding for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, is there anything, you know, when you were younger and when you were a freshman, anything you were able to kind of bring forward that that you learned back then that helped you get across that you're using now?
Definitely time management. You know, every senior that I've ever talked to, they always stress time management, especially as an athlete. I think that's the biggest thing with almost no matter what age in life, you have to know how to manage your time, you know, because there's always something going on here at the prep. And that's why the buses don't leave till 5 o'clock because you have to manage the time, either do schoolwork or you have your practices. So I think time management was the biggest thing that I've learned and carried throughout. Always also like have an agenda to jot down all the things I have to do, make sure I get them done on time because you're not going to remember everything in your head. So having them down, it's definitely a great help.
And I see, too, that you volunteer on a weekly basis at the Hope Soup Kitchen. And I've noted with a couple of other winners of this award, they also volunteer there. And that's another thing that's got to be pretty rewarding, but also something I'm sure that adds a little bit of perspective.
Yeah, for sure. It's part of my senior advocacy project with a couple other classmates. You know, me, I'm a big foodie. So I love food. I eat. I snack a lot. So, you know, just the fact that I'm able to enjoy that pleasure, but not a lot of people enjoy that pleasure, even though it's, you know, a necessity for a bunch of people to live. It's kind of just like, why, you know, to help those people that need it, even though it shouldn't be an issue. You know, it's a great feeling. And a lot of them have very inspiring stories. They're just regular people. So, I mean, it's also, it's a learning curve. You know, you learn to take things and be more grateful of them instead of just, you know, being like, oh, well, I don't have to worry, but other people do. So it's just being mindful of what you have and being grateful for it.
Exactly. Exactly. And you never know. Maybe some of those stories are some of the things you start writing down. Your first step, writing down some of the stories, because I'm sure they all do have some very interesting stories and surprising stories, and I'm sure some sad stories as well. But again, like I said, you know, adds a little perspective, and you are definitely right to help you make you thankful for what it is that you have. So one of my final questions for you is just, you know, you've got all this stuff going on. You're doing your best to manage your time, and obviously you're doing it very well. But when you do get a moment, when you get a moment to just breathe, what is it that you like to do? Do you have any hobbies? Is there something in particular that you do just to kind of ease back for a second?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is I like to game. I've always been a gamer, you know, growing up in a family that, you know, loves to game. Especially back in like Thanksgiving days, we'd have tournaments playing Mario Kart or something like that along the lines, you know, the day after Thanksgiving when everyone sleeps over. So I think for me, just my biggest way to just, you know, calm down is just gaming. I've tried kind of on separate games to even go ahead and go pro, almost did it, but, you know, focused on what, you know, what I had already. But yeah, I think that and just, I mean, I just, whenever I get the time to relax, I just relax. I don't, you know, try to do too much because, you know, obviously you're going to burn out at one point. So that I just whenever, I'm very grateful for the days I do get to relax because it's almost zero to none.
I was just going to say, they're very few and far between, I'm sure. So, yes, be grateful for them indeed. So before we close up shop here, Coach Sinat, any final thoughts here when it comes to Marcus and his moving forward to Binghamton?
Well, as you can, see and hear from the interview, Marcus is exactly what every school tries to produce with their student athletes. And, Marcus and his attention to detail, as I mentioned earlier, and his commitment level has revolutionized the sprint group at Iona Prep. And his leadership has inspired many others at the school, including kids that he might not even know he's inspiring. So, as a coach, I'm inspired to go to practice every day to coach Marcus.
No, that's some high praise there, Marcus. And one more thing here, this one from your guidance counselor in your nomination letter that said, we are a better institution for having Marcus in our class of 2023.
Oh, that's...
I just wanted to add something at the end to make you blush a little bit, my friend. So listen, Marcus, congratulations again on the award. Obviously well-deserved, and I see that it's even more well-deserved than I thought now that I've talked to you, and I'm glad I did. And Coach Sinat, it was nice talking to you as well. And for Iona Prep's Marcus Naheem, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD. We'll be right back.